This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Ari Shapiro.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The Senate kicked off the confirmation process for President-elect Barack Obama's cabinet picks yesterday. First to go before a Senate committee was a former member of the world's most exclusive club, Tom Daschle. He used to be the Senate's majority leader, and now he's been tapped to head the Department of Health and Human Services. NPR's Julie Rovner has more.
It was supposed to be Tom Daschle's day, but his appearance was almost overshadowed at the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee by the return of its chairman, the venerable Edward Kennedy. Kennedy's been mostly absent since last spring, undergoing treatment for a malignant brain tumor. But only a slight tremor betrayed Kennedy's health troubles as he welcomed back his former leader.
Reform is urgently needed, and Tom Daschle is just the person for the job.
Daschle, a veteran of more than a few of these hearings, quickly returned the favor.
Testifying on the subject of health care before Ted Kennedy feels a bit like talking about one's trumpet-playing skills in front of Louis Armstrong.
As the presumptive Secretary of Health and Human Services, Daschle said his first and largest task will be to work with Congress to overhaul the nation's health care system.
It is unacceptable that in a nation of approximately 300 million people, nearly one in six Americans don't have health insurance. As we face a harsh and deep recession, the problem of the uninsured is likely to grow.
And it wasn't just Kennedy who sang Daschle's praises. The panel's top Republican, Mike Enzi of Wyoming, said he's read Daschle's recent book on health care and instructed his staff to read it, too. Unfortunately for Daschle, the Health Committee doesn't get to vote on his nomination. That task belongs to the Finance Committee, which oversees an even larger portion of the HHS portfolio. That hearing is expected next week. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.